attention is on page 3, at the bottom there. This is the clause dealing with the appointment of the SG. Paragraph 8 is the one requirement who is admitted as an attorney in any division of the High Court. We thought that maybe we must include here the word of South Africa, because I know in the bill that served before you yesterday there was reference made to that. But then we included that second leg that the committee wanted us to include, to say alternatively this must be the person must be admitted as an advocate in any division of the High Court of South Africa, and we retain the other requirements just as was indicated. Just insofar as technical amendments are concerned, Chair, we, on advice of the State Law Advisors, in Roman 3 there, that starts, has not been struck off the role of attorneys. We had all advocates. He just suggested that we must duplicate role of, and unfortunately there's another place we didn't affect that. I've picked it up now, but we will do that. That is the one. And then, Chair, on page 5 of the document, also on the advice of the Oxlop people, it's about the termination of the appointment. All that he suggested is that the introductory part of paragraph A of subsection 4, we should rather reword the appointment of a solicitor general in terms of this section shall, subject to the laws governing the public service, comma, and after following due process, terminate. It's, we think it's the same effect, the same policy, it's just the wording there. And then, as I said, we just need in that sub AA of Roman 1 just to duplicate the word role of before advocates as well. And then we've done the same amendment insofar as the grammatical issue for the appointment of the Solicitor General. We duplicate that in B so that it will reach the appointment of a state attorney or attorney in terms of this section shall, subject to the laws governing the public service, comma, and after following due process, terminate. And that was it. And we included on page 6 a new sub 5, the A and a B. We thought it's best to split it up and to first determine the issue of acting appointments in the case of a solicitor, to say that whenever the post of Solicitor General is vacant, or if the Solicitor General is for any reason absent or unable to exercise his or her powers or to perform his or her functions in terms of the Act, the Minister may appoint any person who meets the criteria for appointment referred to in subsection 1 to act in that post. And then in the B part, we have a similar provision, although all that we added here is that the Minister may, after consultation with the Solicitor General, appoint a state attorney to act in his or her position. So basically, that's the only difference between A and B. And Chair, as far as I know, that's it. Thank you.
I have one point which, just to make a note of it, lest I forget, amidst all the squabbling that usually takes place. Advocate Holloway, sir.
I'm sure the spirit of the 11th still prevailed. On page 6, then.
Still
prevailing? On page 6, subsection 5A, I'm just wondering if the location of the comma is right. Whenever the post of Solicitor General is vacant, or if the Solicitor General is for any reason absent or unable to exercise his or her powers, the Minister may appoint any person. I was writing it, I would put a comma after any person who meets the criteria for appointment referred to in subsection 1, comma, to act in that post.
The preparation is gone.
Is that right? I'm just asking my also.
Yeah.
actually, I must say, is I would rather be left by the state law advisors who are the grammatical foodies. I'm really not one, but I think it can't do any harm because that who meets the criteria is a phrase that relates back to person, and I think it's on that basis that, we won't have a problem with that. I don't think it will change.
Okay. If we have a problem with that, we'll be having a problem with English.
No, I mean, the purpose of a comma is having a pause. So you're going to say the minister may appoint any person who meets the criteria. It doesn't make sense. You're appointing the person who meets the criteria. So I would say it really is not right to have a comma there, with respect to my colleague and great cooperation.
What did
that? Right. Well, he was just asking.
Yeah.
Right.
If I was writing in close, I would put a comma there.
Anything else? Ms. Adams.
Chairperson, on page 5, for A1, double A, I think the it's written here, so a name be struck of the role of attorneys, or I think it's role of advocates. We've discussed that issue, but in relation to another bill that's before this committee. And if you look at section 13.3 of the Interpretation Act, it does say is whenever there's a provision like this that we have, that the president must put the act into operation on a date, different dates can be determined.
All right, honourable members, anything else? Then we've reached the stage where
I'm sure you missed the meeting because we debated that and looked at various options and later reached consensus that we shouldn't go that route. So that matter does not arise anymore at this stage.
That's how we also have it. Thank you. The last time when this meeting discussed this aspect is they re-emphasized the fact that that minister is part of cabinet, and because this policy must be approved by cabinet, because of that it will be superfluous. I think it was after Dr. Macheka.
Then we've reached that stage when we must now agree to adopt or otherwise. We have a quorum. Is there any reason for not adopting the bill, honourable members? Dr. Macheka.
I propose that the bill be adopted after the exhaustive discussions that we went through to the satisfaction of all of us.
Including that amendment under sub 4A, double A on page 5, I think. Yes. Anyone? Sorry? Motion of desirability.
Well,
yes. Yeah. We will get to motion of desirability just now, Mrs. Schaefer. All right. Ms. Dr. Mushekha has moved. Anyone seconded? Prof. Ndabandaba. Is there anyone opposed?
We have to bend our position a little and we've gone to pull back.
So you are.
But we're not opposed.
No, no, no. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. We did that yesterday. So.
We're
not opposed. No, it's not. We have a different, you know. Yeah. Slightly different. But, okay. Anyone else? Anyone opposed? Ms. Adams? No. All right, that means it's carried. Ms. Guerta, Ms. Pillay, Mr. Guerta, thank you very much. At this point, I can't tell you when this bill will be debated. A lot of people have been asking me that question, and I have said, you're really asking me too much of me. I chair this committee, I don't do programming. Let's talk about immediately after the president who stands up to respond to the State of the Nation address. I don't know. Advocate Holmes?
Chair, I think as a formality, we need to adopt the report.
A report?
Yeah.
Do we have a report? I'm informed it's being printed. It's just a formality. I'm scared to adopt it without it being in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, these days we've become pretty litigious.
Yeah, I should have been here.
Yes, and people will go running and say they didn't have a report in front of them. And Dr. Mushekha, as soon as it arrives, we'll...
No, Chair, I thought you would not just simply say thank you. I think we must congratulate this team.
Yes.
It was a very good team, and all the time they were well prepared and provided answers. And when asked to do something, they did it timeously.
Yes.
And I think, I hope they will keep it up. That's the type of standard that I think we want.
Much better if you hear that from them.
I just want to ask, normally, if my memory serves me well, that the committee also vote on the objects memorandum, and you will recall that, was it yesterday, there were a few changes proposed on the object bill.
Yes.
As well, and we've made that changes, and I just want
now
to...
Now, when we say we're adopting the bill, it includes the objects with those amendments, right? Okay. All right. Good piece of work. Johan is not here. He's on his way. Why don't we have a short break, honorable members?
Actually, it's Oh, we are being chased.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.